brought to you by Anywhere Map, now available as an app for all the popular tablets. See more at anywheremap.com. And by Bendix King Avionics. We've renewed our brand and our promise to deliver the best in general aviation avionics. See us at Hangar B, Booth 80, or at bendixking.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. We're here at the 2012 Sun and Fun Fly-In and Expo, talking with Kerry Richter, who's Progressive Aerodyne Inc.'s president. The company makes the Sea Ray, which is the most popular of the very light amphibs on the market today. Kerry, tell us a little bit about the plane. Tell us what's the big news this year. I understand you're celebrating an anniversary.
Yes, this is our 20th anniversary of building the aircraft. We started in 1992, and we have now over 500 flying and about 600 that have been delivered.
And you're looking forward to certification, I understand, or working towards certification, hopefully by the end of this year?
Yes, actually, we're looking, hopefully, toward around Oshkosh to announce certification.
Well, tell me, for those of us who aren't familiar with the aircraft, tell us a little bit about it. Give us a nice visual description. What are we looking at when we look at a Sea Ray?
Well, the Sea Ray is a hulled amphibian. It is a high-wing pusher aircraft, side-by-side seating. It is a tail dragger.
And it's powered by what, the 912?
Yeah, we use the 912 Rotax, or we have the optional 914 Rotax.
I understand you've also got a sliding canopy and can fly with the canopy open?
Yeah, it makes it great for especially summertime flying. You can position the canopies to any position you want, and they just stay there.
Tell me a little bit about the water handling.
Well, it has excellent water handling. We can maintain a high stability on the water, even in wave activity. We have excellent maneuverability on the water. I've actually even taken it through a slalom course.
I'd imagine getting it up on the beach is a little bit easier as a tail dragger. Is that the case?
Yeah, tail dragger does offer an advantage over a tricycle gear for the fact that you've got both main wheels striking the sand, so you have better support coming ashore.
Now, it's two placed side by side. It's got the pontoons out there on the wings. How stable is it in flight?
It will give the stability feel of, say, about a 172 feel in the rough air.
Now, you've also, part of the reason of your success that I understand it, I spoke with Dan Johnson, who's basically the guru of all light sport aircraft. He told me interesting stories about your community. It sounds like a very tight-knit unit.
Yeah, we have a very good community out there. There's a lot of camaraderie going on. People, even if they get in trouble, they will find a local person that, or the nearest person that may own a Sea Ray, and there's what we call a Sea Ray locator map out there where a lot of them welcome people to drop in and visit with them, or if you are in need of help, they will support you.
You know, people who aren't familiar with flying on the water might not know what sort of accessibility this aircraft gives you. What in the real world, how do people use this plane?
We go almost anywhere we want. In Florida, I can go in at least 99% of the water. We can go into some very small areas. It's a very good bush plane.
And as far as safe in and out, are there rules restricting where it can be used?
I guess that would depend on the area of country that where you're looking at. Like I say, Florida is very open. We've got a lot of states, too, Michigan and Minnesota. All those are open states. There's a few that are not so friendly to seaplanes.
Now, when we talk about LSA certification, I guess we're talking about a change in pricing, maybe a change in availability. I know sometimes these things can drag out a little bit longer than you anticipate, but right now it's available as a kit, and in the future, the LSA, what sort of pricing options do you see, and what's it behind the panel for those prices?
Well, as the kit, we offer it right now for $34.9. That's basic kit, less engine and instruments. As the certified, we will have a basic version and a fully loaded version, and they will range anywhere from about $120,000 to $135,000.
About how long does it take somebody to put together one of these?
Oh, the average will be anywhere from, say, 500 to 1,000 hours.
What's that work out to, do you think, in the real world of months and or years in any case?
I guess that depends on how steady the person is able to work on it. We've had people actually have them flying within 4 months, and then we've had some that have taken anywhere from 1 to 2 years.
Well, it's all very interesting. It's all very optimistic for the future. Any plans for the 912IS? I know Rotax has thrown that in a bunch of models overseas, and I suppose a lot of people back here in the U.S. are starting to look at options. How about for the Sea Ray?
Yes, we are looking at that. We don't have that much information on it yet. We know that it's definitely a more complex engine than what the carbureted engine is, but we are looking into it.
I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Anywhere Map, now available as an app for all the popular tablets. See more at anywheremap.com. And by Bendix King Avionics. We've renewed our brand and our promise to deliver the best in general aviation avionics. See us at Hangar B, Booth 80, or at bendixking.com.